As working moms, we are juggling all the things all the time between career and kids and juggling schedules and the different apps and notifications that we're getting day in and day out. It's a lot. And oftentimes we don't feel like we have enough energy. At least I've been there myself. And I thought, gosh, if I had a little bit more battery in my battery pack or a little bit more energy, I could be more present. I could give more effort to this project or this task, or maybe even be a little bit more organized and simply enjoy life to its fullest. So today I'm excited because I have a guest with me, Carissa Conrad, and she's going to be speaking on how she has helped many, many women, especially working moms, figure out a way to get more energy in their life to do the things they truly want to do and to live life to its fullest. So stay tuned. I think you're gonna love this episode. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. All right. Welcome back to Working Mom Moments. I am Lacey Jungman, your host. And today I have Carissa Conrad on the show. I'm super excited for this episode because we are talking about all things energy. And when it comes to being a working mom, don't we all need a little more energy? Carissa is a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, a mother of four, boy, can I relate to that, and health expert. She's known for helping women ditch the mom body and find top level energy. Over the past 6 years, she's helped hundreds of clients, and she's the creator of Radiant Mom Routine. Carissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lacey. It's always a pleasure to connect with you. And I'm really looking forward today just to unpacking ideas, giving some insights surrounding energy.
I love this. So recently I did a survey of about 200 working moms, and the feedback from the survey had one central theme. Well, there were several central themes, but there was one in particular that stands out, which was energy. And it was around multiple facets of energy: lack of energy, I want more energy, I don't have energy. Everything was revolved around not having enough energy to give to those that we love, right? Our children, our spouses, ourselves, our work. And so I'm so excited for this topic today. Tell me how you got started in this whole world of energy and ditching the mom bod.
Well, I work with a lot of women. And just like what you're saying, when you bring up the idea of what do you want most, the two things are going to come to the top every single time. I need to lose weight, and I need a different level of energy. It is every single time. And while primarily I see women for weight loss, after they say to me, I need to lose weight, the next phrase that they will say, no matter what, all the time is, I am so tired.
I can relate to that because there are so many times I would go to the doctor and say, you know, just for your regular checkup. And they're like, well, how are you doing? How are you sleeping? And I'm like, I'm not sleeping. I'm exhausted. I am constantly fatigued. I feel as though when I do sleep, I don't sleep well. When I am awake, I'm wanting to sleep. And yet I'm just dragging through the days. And then sure enough, to find out, they'd ask a series of questions. Oh, you have four children. Well, that's just a normal part of life. That's a normal part of motherhood. And so I've always lived through my life, or the majority of my motherhood career, my career in motherhood, I suppose the best way to say that, in thinking that I just had to live through life drained, not having the energy. So what is it that you think that moms in particular struggle with? Why are we so tired?
Right? I do. I believe that moms are so incredibly tired because we're living in a culture that surrounds us with things that simply exhaust us. And I don't just mean like simply tasks that make us tired, not just our kids, our jobs. I mean that the way of living that we have does not support energetic pathways within the body. It's not just how much sleep, it's what type of sleep. It's not just the food that we eat, it's the stress that we have, our gut health, what type of supplements we consume, or being out of alignment with our circadian rhythm. So we have this ongoing cycle, Lacey. We're tired. We eat poorly. That makes us more tired. We are stressed out because we're so tired. We don't have any motivation. No motivation to keep up with our kids produces guilt, which makes us tired. The never-ending cycle leaves us unsuccessful and guilty about how we've not taken care of ourselves and about the lack of energy that we have for our families. And it's this chaotic roller coaster that internally we know it doesn't feel good.
Okay, you mentioned something. I just took a note down. You mentioned that the guilt that we feel as working moms can lead us to feeling even more tired. Expand on that.
Every single thought that you have sends an electrical message all the way through the body, all the time, right? So when you're constantly spending your time marinating on the guilty things, the guilty ideas, what you don't do well, your whole body is programmed that way. It changes how we live and it changes the level of energy you have.
I think that's so fascinating. So as we think about then the misconceptions that are surrounding women and particularly working moms that encompass even stages of life like this, how do you help to address them, or what are things that we should be paying attention to?
So the lack of sleep part, that is legit. Okay. My husband and I had four kids in 5 years, no sets of twins. So I'm fully aware of what sleep deprivation part looks like. That plays a huge role. Okay. That alone, it's exhausting, but there's this fine line because for many, the amount of sleep that you get, it's going to be totally out of your control. And since sleep is a big piece to the puzzle, if you can't control it, then it becomes even more essential that you learn to manage the controllables in your world, right? So that misconception, the idea that our energy is determined by sleep that we do get or that we don't get, that's the problem. We choose how we program the body all the time. So because this is always such a widespread complaint with women, I create a course for busy moms that's based on a routine of simple habits that create the next level of energy, because these habits are the cornerstone to either gaining the next level of energy, or as the saying goes, bad habits are bad masters, and we continue to feel imprisoned by our exhaustion. Honestly, Lacey, I think when you become a mom, you give up so much of your time, your identity, and so many times that's when we start bad habits. It's out of a desire for personal freedom. We want to do whatever we want, because it so rarely happens. So if you want to get up and drive through and get some sort of sugary coffee to start your day, you do it. If you want a fountain pop at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because you're exhausted, you do it. If you want ice cream every single night after the kids go to bed as your reward for keeping everyone alive that day, you do it. But what happens is we end up with less freedom, mastered by sugar, tired, dragging, and feeling crappy. And I oftentimes think about this quote from Sean Covey that says, our habits will make or break us. We become what we repeatedly do. And moms are tired and they do tiring things, because 40 to 50% of the things that you do daily, they're habits, they're automatic. You do it without conscious effort. And I have found that when women change some of their daily habits, they reap massive rewards in their energy. It's an incredible process to watch. It's my absolute favorite process to watch. You know, I work a ton with weight loss. I love that. But helping women gain energy, which the two things, they certainly go hand in hand. It's so rewarding. And it is invaluable for the women that I serve to have more energy and to feel good every single day.
So you lean in a little bit. You started by leaning into my coffee, and I'm going to tell you, I feel personally attacked by this. I'm
Right,
just
right.
kidding. We were messaging right before we jumped on this call, and I'm like, I'm going to go run and grab my coffee really quick. I'll be right there. And I'm sipping on my peppermint mocha because Christmas doesn't end for me on December 25th. So
Right.
I totally understand what you're saying. And I think there's a lot more even to be said about habits, particularly around food, but also around the habits that we do that subconsciously we may not even realize that we are including food into those negative habits that already are negative. And I think of first and foremost, doom scrolling, right? When we think of, hey, we're a mom and we have no time to do anything that we want. And so the reward at the end of the day, yes, it may be ice cream, but also for some, including myself at times, it's doom scrolling on those reels on Instagram or for some TikTok or Facebook. And so that then becomes a habit where we've then replaced the opportunity to have sleep with something that we think is satiating what we need and what we desire and what we want. And for others, it may be food, or perhaps it's combined, right? We create a pathway inside of our brain where we have told ourselves, when I sit on my couch at 10 o'clock at night and watch reels, I naturally eat popcorn or ice cream while I do that. And so then it becomes not only one, but two habits that are combined because we've created this neural pathway inside of our brain. Do you see that to be true outside of food?
Oh, all the time. And we have to think of those pathways in the brain as they're just like a road, okay? The more you travel it, the easier it is to use. And so it's just a process that women revert to all the time. Just like what you said, they may not even think to themselves, oh, and I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something. They just know I sit down with reels, I sit down with popcorn. It becomes an easy process to go to all the time. It's a very ingrained part of the way the brain works.
I have to admit, I cannot remember where I read this or heard this. Maybe it was on LinkedIn, but I remember hearing this kind of the whole road mentality of your brain. And the more you do something, the deeper the crevice inside of your brain that is basically creating this habit, but also making it that much harder to change. And I don't like things controlling me. So when I read this, I was instantly like, holy cow, I know what one of my road pathways are that I've carved out every night. This is maybe gross, but every night for like a long time, I would eat dill, pickle, sunflower seeds. It was like my thing at night. I got my
Right.
salt fix and then I could kind of like watch whatever show I was watching after the kids went to bed. And I didn't realize I was like creating this roadway and pathway inside. And so you'd wake up a little bit swollen because you had all of these extra sodium
Right.
grams that you maybe wouldn't have had before. And I remember thinking, oh gosh, I don't want this to be the pathway that I carve out. I want love. I want compassion. I want time. I want, ownership of who I am. But is this the pathway that I really want to have in my life? So I stopped instantly. And it was hard because it is a habit that you associate with another habit. And so I think those that stack upon each other, if you do that for something positive, can make huge gains in energy or in life in general. But then when you stack to maybe negative ones or ones that maybe aren't bringing you value, that can change your life for the negative as well.
Oh, for sure. And you're so right. It's the habit stacking things that begin to make changes, right? So there's always going to be those habits that take you somewhere where you want to go, right? But then there's those bad masters that are taking you places you don't want to go. And just like what you brought about with it's the food. It was the dill pickle, sunflower seeds. There are common habits for women that oftentimes contribute to low energy levels, and food is a huge one. I oftentimes say, I'm sure you're familiar with him, Lacey, Craig Rochelle, one of my favorite authors, one of my favorite speakers, and he always says, successful people do consistently what other people do occasionally. Small steps done successfully over time create a big impact. When you put that into application, it's just like what you're saying. You realize, hey, this was a bad habit. This was a bad road. I didn't want to go down this anymore. And I think we all have that. We have to change the controllables of how we do things. And I'm a strong believer in systems all the time. I would even just say, as we head into the new year and everybody decides, oh, yeah, I'm going to make all these changes, we have to do things differently because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And many times in January, moms set these goals that they're hopefully going to change this year, right? But goals don't determine your success. It will be the systems. So you breaking that down and saying like, I don't want to wake up swollen every single moment. I'm going to do something different. That's how things change, right? If you want to see where someone's going to be in 6 months, if you want to see where they're going to be in a year, if they're still going to be exhausted, stressed, overwhelmed, you look at their habits every single time.
I love where we're going with this conversation. Okay. What are ways that we can address energy and make instant fixes in our life?
Right. Okay. So the first habit that I always look at with women is what are they eating and what are they drinking? I think in this society, we've been fooled by yogurt, granola bars, and diet soda, diet drinks, diet everything, right? And here's the hard part. Lacey, marketing can make foods appear healthy all the time when in reality, they don't support our goals whatsoever. And oftentimes what I see is after having kids and women are looking to drop some extra weight, they mistakenly go the route of either reducing calories or really heavy exercise. And it leaves them with no results and a whole new level of exhaustion. So food programs the body and poor choices will provide a poor output. Okay. Then I also take a look at the next thing is gut health, because 90% of your serotonin or your feel good hormones, they're found in the gut. When we feel good, motivated, calm, we are far more energetic. It's that whole idea of those electrical pathways sending your body a message. Then we're going to feel far more energetic than that stressed out, grumpy version of ourselves. But it's looking back at the gut. And that is worth evaluating. Then I'm always going to look at stress, because exhaustion and stress go hand in hand. They feed off of each other. And I'll go backward and I'll ask that question again. If you're eating the foods that create stress in the body or create calm, is your gut health, is it encouraging a stressed out life or fostering kind of a happier demeanor? Because it's always interesting to me, 70 to 90% of what primary care physicians see is stressed out or stress related, I should say, and could be fixed with lifestyle. So oftentimes when our lives are out of balance, when our emotions are running the show, we don't eat mindfully at all. And sometimes we have to take a long, hard look at what role emotions and stress have when we make food choices. What excuses have we allowed to hold us back from actually choosing the foods that we know? We already know this. We know that they make us feel better and that they give us more energy, but that's a process. However, I'll say 100 times, if you want sustainable change, it serves us well to look honestly at the things that have held you back up until this point. It's oftentimes that we're buying into that idea that small decisions don't matter that much, but in reality, all the decisions matter. Okay. And then lastly, when we talk about energy, you definitely can't overlook circadian rhythms. Okay. Our bodies have these pathways that they long to be in. We have an internal clock influencing various processes, including your energy levels. And when it's in sync, it promotes good, healthy, high level energy during the day, and then the right lows at night for you to get refreshing sleep. But, disruptions, they lead to fatigue and exhaustion. So I look at it like this, Lacey: winners and losers, they both want the same outcome. The difference is in how they do things. So if you want to hedge against that never ending, low energy, exhausted, guilty cycle, then I'm going to be a big habit and routine person. You can't keep doing what you're doing and expect healthy habits to magically form themselves. And so oftentimes this means that we're going to have to accept and act on outside help if we really and truly want something different.
I love that. I think that makes a lot of sense. When you started with, well, we're going to look at what you're eating, I think for a lot of people, including myself at times, I think of budget. When people are like, oh, you want to save money? Well, we got to put you on a budget. And all of a sudden, we want to put the brakes on, because we're like, nobody's going to tell me. I'm an adult. I want to spend my money how I want to spend it. And I think sometimes that can be a parallel to what we eat, right? We've grown up with our parents told us what to eat. By gosh, we're going to eat what we want to eat at the same time. And then it can also seem as though, gosh, we have no control over anything when we talk about adjusting our foods. Now, I will say, I don't know what direction you would be the proponent of, but for me, I read 2 books that were life-changing for me. They were Grain Brain and Wheat Belly. And for those 2 books, when I read those, it was like an aha moment for me. One, it touched on dementia, Alzheimer's. That is something that is very near and dear to my heart as I work in senior living. But also it talked about the influence of gluten, especially how it has changed so much over the years, and the impact on our body. And so for me, once I removed that from my diet, it made a significant change in my health and my thinking and my body. I don't know where you sit on that. Is that an area that you encourage women to look at as an option to, drive more energy?
Oh, for sure. And they're excellent books. Top of the list for sure. But I think it's going back to the idea that food programs the body, right? And we're actually all bio-individual. So maybe what is so significantly impacting your body is different than what is mine. But I think oftentimes people are so in over their head, they don't have a clue at that point what is creating an impact and what isn't. You have to get real in tune with your body to be able to recognize those signals of, oh, yes, when I eat this, I have brain fog out of this world. My joints hurt. I don't feel good. And it is a process of evaluation in that, but you can't change what you don't evaluate.
Absolutely. Yes. Being aware. We talk a lot about self-awareness in life and how we treat other people, but oftentimes the hardest self-awareness is in how we are paying attention to our body and the nuances inside of there. So makes a lot of sense. I want to circle back to the circadian rhythm and just if you could high level explain what that is for those who are not aware of it.
So your body has pathways that it longs to be in, right? Where you come up with the sun and you operate during the day, you go about daily tasks, you're efficient because you do healthy things. You're outside, you're not looking at a screen all day long. And then as the sun goes down, the light in the sun changes, right? And it programs your body to relax and to be ready for bed. And then there's not all of these artificial lights that are going on and they allow you to sleep better. But that's just not the world we live. Just like what you talked about at the beginning, how do women unwind? At the end of the day, they want to sit down with their phone. So that light begins to impact not just your melatonin production, but how strong the melatonin production is for the sleep cycles that you're about to go through. So we see all these women saying, I don't sleep at night. I'm up and down 100 times, and their babies are old enough to sleep by themselves. The question comes back to, what are you doing during the day to the circadian rhythm that is potentially throwing it off balance? And phones and light have a huge impact on that. Okay.
So many of us feel like we have too many things to do and too little time to do it. The mental overload can often be what drains our energy, right? So, as we think about all we've talked about today, what are your thoughts or even advice for working moms listening today as we head into the new year and embark on a whole new 2024?
Right. Okay. So I believe that women really are. They're very mentally and emotionally exhausted right now. But the problem is, moms usually don't lack commitment. In fact, they're overcommitted. So I would ask that question, how are you using your energy during the day? Because when our plate is full, we often lean towards starting earlier and working longer to fit in all of the needed to-dos. And too much time is spent on things that we don't really value. And Lacey, I've heard you so many times talk about deciphering what things can be delegated. Sometimes it means we have to pay some other people to do some jobs for us, okay? Because there's only going to be 24 hours, 7 days a week, all the time. There's only so much time. But your energy, now that's renewable. And sometimes we drastically need recharge. So as moms head into the new year, they might consider asking themselves, where should I spend my energy today that will take me one step closer to what I want most? And what one thing can you decide on that I'm going to do this one small thing today that I can build upon tomorrow and it will continue to move me closer to what I want most? And then within that one small thing, you've begun to choose between what you value most over what you want right now. Okay, so this is a super simple example, but I think about moms feel like the evening hours are crazy, right? But what if you've decided, hey, every single week, I'm going to dedicate 10 minutes to planning out our meals? They're not going to be elaborate. In fact, I'll tell you, they'll be easier if they're not elaborate, but you're just planning them down. And at the same time, you're ordering your groceries so that you can pick them up and not run into the store. Okay. And then you say, okay, here's the plan for the week. Every morning before I leave for work, I'm taking out the meat so that it's ready that night. Small things, right? 10 minutes to plan out a week of meals, 2 minutes to take out frozen meat. But the reality says this. Then the evening comes home and it's not that chaotic rush of what are we going to do? Because we probably all have practice or games or some other event to go to that night. But you've created a simple process that just means you can work more efficiently and save time in the evenings. Then you're not as short with other people, right? Then you engage with your family. It's not all the chaos that's going on inside your brain that seeps out. You get to spend intentional conversation with the people that you value most.
I love that. And how often, I don't know if this has happened to you, but I imagine it's happened to other listeners today where your son or daughter is saying, "Hey, mom, do you want to play a game with me?" And you're like, "Well, I got to cook this. I got to do this." And so, how much better can we feel knowing that there's a plan in place
Right.
and we have that more extra time and energy to spend with our kiddos. So I love that so much. As we wind down our conversation, which has been so insightful, I appreciate all of your perspectives. I know that there's a million and one energy gurus and health apps and health coaches and weight loss courses, you name it, that women can turn to. So I know you have a new course yourself that is rolled out called Radiant Mom Routine. What makes your course different? How can moms benefit from it? Share a little bit about that, would you please?
So I think the beauty of the Radiant Mom Routine is that we start small. As women, most of us are already dealing with overwhelm, and you can only take on a big change for a short time, which really isn't valuable, okay? But the magic in my course is that we tackle and master small changes little bit by little bit. And one by one, it's a process of habit stacking in a way that feels completely attainable. So we're looking at women in a holistic way, but we're not addressing it all at one time, but little by little. And in and amongst all of that, you know, they're really engaged in a support group. We have one-on-one meetings with them. There's a lot of curriculum and education for them because they are designed to thrive with encouragement, information, and accountability. And it always amazes me how within 1 week's time, women feel a dramatic shift in their energy. And that's what this course does. It's simple and yet it's life-changing because women are developing new habits little bit by little bit without feeling overwhelmed. And then they begin to experience, you know, the energy you had a decade ago, maybe, or in your younger years in a way that really motivates them to take this to the next level. So overall, I would say that my course makes it feel simple, but you're very engaged the whole time. And the habits are so ingrained by the end of the course that it's truly life-changing. Let me give you an example. Okay. There was a woman named Brittany. She signed up for my course. She actually just signed up because a mutual friend had encouraged her and she'd been in and out of Weight Watchers the whole time. Right. And then she'd always try and do something on her own. And she watched her mom the whole time, battle excess weight and lack of energy. And she kind of thought it was just going to be her genetic inheritance. She didn't even join necessarily with the goal of losing weight, but she was like, I have to change how I feel. I don't feel good in my own skin. My energy sucks all the time. Right. So she ends up though, in the process, losing 22 pounds. She begins living a whole different life. And it changes her approach with everybody around her, right? All of a sudden now she's got her mom involved. She's got her daughter involved. She's an accountability support for them. So it's so much bigger than just weight and energy because the energy and the impact, they start to spill over and it multiplies in a woman's sphere of influence because she is constantly affecting the people around her.
What a significant and impactful example of the blend of life, right? I talk a lot about work-life blend over balance, and this is another key aspect of our life that one isn't compartmentalized from the other, right? And so when we do one thing, it blends and it spills over and it integrates within all the other aspects of our life. So I love this. And you may even just see me in your course here coming up soon. So I love your perspective. For those of you who want to connect with Carissa, I will put contact information and information on her course in the episode description. But Carissa, if people want to reach out to you directly, what's a great way to reach you?
If somebody wants to connect with me, the easiest way is to connect at Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A, at RadiantMomRoutine.com, or they can follow our Facebook page at Radiant Mom Routine, and we would love to see them there.
Fantastic. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us. I know you could have chosen anywhere else to spend your time, but you chose to spend it here. I look forward to our next Working Mom Moment. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom Moment, have a beautiful day.